Amen. It sure is good to see each of you this morning, and just wanted to welcome you. And any visitors we might have with us, just please make yourself at home. And it's good to see some of our CFC folks with us. And I tell you, we've been having some good times on Thursday nights, and I've been really appreciating that and looking forward to that each week as it comes around. And also really enjoying our new study we just started on Wednesday nights. We're going through the church constitution, our articles of faith, and I really invite you to come out, especially any new members or people considering joining the church and what have you. And just really, it's just entitled What We Believe, just kind of going through what we believe and the importance of it. And, you know, Brother Dwayne, I was thinking about it, you know, as you go, I thought about it myself growing up in church and things you pick up along the way. If people hadn't heard that for the first time yet, I can't assume that they have. And it's good, Brother Sam, to keep that, to keep it pure, keep it brought back in so people can know, and it's all based on God's word. And I tell you, it's been so good to be here this morning and so good to see everyone, and just glad and thankful that you're here. And I'm just trying to think if we have any other, I don't think there's any other announcements I had. Everybody did a great job doing that, so I think we've got everything. Again, the sign-up sheet there in the back and what have you, and appreciate those giving to CFC and what a ministry that is, and we appreciate all that take part in that also and all that's done. It takes a lot of work, and we appreciate all that's taking part there. But Brother Dwayne doesn't really need a introduction. We've had him here before several times, and I've known the name Brother Dwayne Whittemore for many years, growing up at Mountaindale and what have you. So, and I know it's probably the same here. But Brother, you just come right on ahead. We'll turn it over to you, and you do what the Lord's leads you to do.
Honor and joy to be back here, and I just appreciate so much. I don't even know how many years this church has been supporting me, but a long time. But I believe I can face God with every penny you've ever given me with a clear conscience. We put it in the work of the Lord, and you've been such a blessing. You know, I just thinking while Sam is making his, and I thought he done well. It's hard sometimes maybe to understand, but I thought he'd done good to be from India, to speak English as well as he does. And his boys, he sent them all to English-speaking schools, and they're pastoring churches. And I mean, and he's not teasing. I don't know how the man lives, hardly. I stay in his home, and all during the night, day, somebody banging on his gate or call him. He's been one other man, that's Randy Barton, that I've seen with two phones. He gets so many phone calls. He's got one in one ear and one in the other. But what a blessing, though, and I'm honored. I don't deserve. I told him when he told me what he got, he said, but God said to do it. I said, well, Sam, I ain't worthy of that, to have my name on a children's home and all that. And he said, God said to do it. I said, well, God said to do it. I guess you better do it. I'll take it and be humble. But what a blessing, though. But I love you. Appreciate this church down through these many years. You've sure been a blessing to me. And pray for Anchor. Pray that God will help us. Of course, our pastor, he's had real bad cancer, and he's under right now, hopefully better. In fact, he left yesterday, him and there's 10 of them going to Bolivia. I could have went, but I'm already scheduled to go in March. And so I'm going to wait and go in March. And so, but the Lord's been good to us in Bolivia. The Lord helped us to buy 135 acres. And now we got this week they'll have under a new church building. It's a long story, but the Lord had given us some monies. And it's right before you go into Brazil. There's the checkpoint. There's a road turns right. And there's six little villages, not even a Catholic church. And God put that in a young man. I was preaching in Bolivia to 77 pastors, and a little young boy went to our Bible college because he's raised in Bolivia and came, and I preached on Elijah and Elisha. I just preaching, you know, how we need to get hungry. I said, Elisha, just to get close to Elijah, he just something very drawing power. He's willing to pour water on his hands, just anything. Then he asked for a double portion. But when I come down out of the pulpit, Brother Michael Ells is his name. He come over and laid on me for 15 minutes of crying and begging for that double portion. Well, I believe God give it to him, because at the 135 acres, he showed me that night. He told me exactly the spot where God is going to put him. He graduated from our Bible college, but and so help me if I didn't get to go up there and see that property. It's got two buildings on it, a nice stream, and it's a long story. A lawyer owned it, and he wanted $30,000. I said, we'll take it. But his daddy, of course, he's there. He got two beautiful churches there in Bolivia, the boy's daddy. He said, let me dicker with him. I said, he'll think you're crazy. You don't buy 135 acres for $30,000. But he did less. He went to him and he told him what we had in mind. He was having a youth camp and to build some churches in that area. And he's a lawyer that owned it. He said, well, if it'll help our young people, I'll let you have it for $24,000. We bought 135 acres. And the next week, I was in a little old church. I don't guess there was 30. There wasn't 25 people there. And an old man come to me and overall, I mean, you wouldn't think he could buy dinner. He said, are you doing anything, building churches or anything now? I said, told him about that project. He said, well, I was thinking about giving you $100,000. He did, and I did. He gave it, and the next week, bye. I took it in. I said, Brother Barton, you'll never believe this, but I got $100,000 this week. And told him where I was at, you know. And he said, have you thought about Bolivia? So we sent that, and this is one thing. If we just sent the money and put it in the bank there, they wanted 25%. Bolivia, the country did. Well, we can buy plane tickets and send $9,999. That's what we done. Sent people to Bolivia with that much money, got every dime of it in. And today, they're there. It got 520 young people on that property starting this week in a youth camp. I don't know how they'll handle them. That might be one reason I didn't go. I love them, but my legs ain't as young as they used to be. But pray for them. They left yesterday, got in there, and they'll be in churches today. And because at the same time we are there in Bolivia. Then they'll spread out. They got a 3 days sort of a pastor's conference. Then they'll go out and have that conference. Be gone 2 weeks with those young people. Pray, 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 pray. God does answer prayer. And that's the key to all we do. Man, if it wasn't for that, what would we do? And pray, though, for all of it. And I appreciate this church. You've been so good to help me. And I'm nothing, literally. I ain't worthy to be here at all, but I didn't plan it. I thought while I was singing that song, there's a big hand, a guiding. And if you'll follow him, he'll do the work. I go all over. I just had two trips to the Philippines since June. Had one wonderful trip, had a youth camp there. The first one that ABMI's had or their own had 350 young people. And the Lord saved, had made 68 of them made a profession of faith. And then they had two more in another church and then another church on an island that the Filipinos won't even go to, Masbate. It's dangerous. They say, I didn't have any trouble. Most primitive place, the missionary I was with took coconut logs and split them with a chainsaw and turned them up and made the floor like old-timey way up here years and years and years and years ago. I mean, no air conditioning, no power, but we had an 18-year-old girl got saved, though, in that little church, and every person there he's led to the Lord. They'd never cracked a Bible when he got to that island where he was at. And now, oh, my goodness, what a blessing. That's like in Bolivia. We found a people, Guarani. I never heard of them. But we've got a Bible printed now and taking it to them, Lord willing. God's still in the business. Why should we doubt him now? Yeah. That hand, if you ever learn to follow that hand, right. He'll do the job. Amen. I've got a saying, I don't even know how I got started on it, but I said, it's what I've done down through the years. When I was in the Philippines, every church that we were in, except one, the Lord's helped us, and you've probably helped in every one of them, to raise the monies to build those churches. 5 in India, we've got to cut the ribbon on. That children's home, Dr. Whittemore's like, that don't make sense. I don't even say Dr. Whittemore unless I'm quoting. I don't sign my name Dr. Whittemore. You know me a long time. I'm just me. But it's God. Paul said, not that we're sufficient within ourselves to even think anything of our sufficiency, but our sufficiency of God who made us able ministers. And if he's a making you, what can you do except follow him? Step in the river. Every time I just get a burden on your heart, if God, that's like with Sam, under that monkey God. I preached to 40 people sitting on the ground one night there. Man, God burdened my heart. They need it. And there's monkeys, they that big. And there's a biting people, and they can't kill them, they worship them. And from there, there's a big old cobra snake formed up and got 5 heads. They worship everything except the right one, but we're telling about the right one. And what a blessing. But when we started that church, oh, they bowed up, you know, and you heard me tell it, I guess, but boy, finally we got property. They gave us property to build a Baptist church on. Ridgeview Baptist Church. Right under the monkey God, right at his feet, nearly 100 steps up there to him. But guess what happened? When they bowed up, some of them bowed up and didn't, they had to overrule them, but the monkey God's arms fell off. They're laying on the ground. I got right up under him, took pictures, got them on my phone today. And God's still God. Why should we doubt him now? And you just get a burden and you walk toward it. Here's what I started to say, and it sort of went over, I guess, with other people. I hear it quoted now. Get a burden, walk toward it, and carry your camera. Because you can take pictures. If God's in it, and we ain't nothing, but we serve a big God, folk. Amen. And what a blessing. I know that's like with Anchor. And what it, see, we were the headquarters for even FEMA this storm. We've had multiplied thousands of people on the ground. Still, every Friday, they still line up plumb around the church getting help and food. And we've put several of them in campers, people to give us and things like that. I mean, literally thousands and thousands. And still, these people living don't have a home. I mean, we don't realize it unless you're a part of it, how bad the storm really was. But some of you do. But anyway, we're just trying to do what we can while we can, as long as we can, everywhere we can. That when we cannot, we would have when we could have. I just want to finish well. I don't say, when you going to retire? No, I want to refire. That's what Dr. Zeitler used to say. He said, I don't retire, I want to refire. And that's my burden, is to just to stay true to this book and watch him as long as he let me will. I can. But this church has had I don't know, anybody know how many years they've been supporting me? When Brother Carl Wilson is here, how long's that been? Miss Wilson, every time I go, though, she said, that's my favorite church. She still says it today. I'll go see her this afternoon. Brother Carl said, don't you let them sit together. She told me about her and my wife, said they'll deserve a service. So, but we love it. We love you. But this morning, pray for Sam. I mean, the Lord's helped us now, those 5 churches and that children's home. In fact, that's a miracle. When they, I was director of the children's home with Dr. Harold Seidler for, I was on staff for 17 years and director of the home 13 years. And they had 2 girls in the home there. And one of them today is a missionary in Belize, and the other one is, of course, had a bunch of girls, but I mean, these 2 sisters. And one of them is, she's a principal of a large day school, Christian day school. But their brother evidently has had a pretty successful business. I think it's some kind of tire business. He heard they're going to build a children's home in India and name it after me. And he sent me $50,000 in an Easter basket. Well, if you send it to India, they get, every time you give them $1, they get 8. That's a pretty big offering in India. So that's how the children's home come about, partly. Of course, we had to add some to it, but God's got it. We just got to find it. But I would love to see that other roadside church. I've preached in it many times. They sit on the floor. They don't have pews. They eat with their fingers.
I slip in a plastic spoon in my pocket after the first time, because I watch them eating and they go over and slosh their hand in a bucket. I carry some plastic with me, but they're sweet people. Faye, she left. I never could go. I wouldn't take her. I mean, I went for years and I didn't know where I was going to sleep, in the back of a church or a van or what I was going to stay. And Brother Sam built another story on his house so I could bring my wife. Now she's got a good place to sleep, and we got a fence around it. I mean, it's just a blessing to have him with us, and I wanted you to meet him. He's worthy. If you want a money's worth in a missionary, if that's a good way to put it, he does go 20. I don't know how I've stayed there. It's just every day. I preach 4 or 5 times a day. I've married people. I've preached, I don't know how many funerals. If they die today, right now, they'd bury them before dark. They don't bomb or nothing. And we just take them and they bring out and build a box right there where they're at and put a white rag in, and it's over. And in fact, I better just get to the word, I guess. There's so many things going through my mind. But you pray. I would like to, that church, it's people stand outside looking in the windows. Nope, you couldn't park 3 cars on that ground. They have to walk or ride bus or something to get in there. And here they are. But we got ground. I broke ground on it when I was over there last time. And the Lord's put it in my heart. And I've asked him to let me live long enough to see. And the money's come in to build that church. We'll have to go up a couple of stories and tear the old church down for parking. So pray about that. God will help us. And pray for Sam. But God will give him and his family, what a blessing, to even know him on this side. We'll be together forever. Like he said, I don't know how he called us. His children called us granny and granddaddy. I said, I don't know how they turned out so dark and us white, but it's a blessing. I can go to India, they call us granny and granddaddy. I go to the Philippines, they call us granny and granddaddy and second parents. I go to Bolivia and they do the same thing. Been doing it though for 64 years. I've been preaching. I've been going to all these fields, and you pray that God will help us to continue as long as he sees fit. And I appreciate it. But turn, if you will, today to Luke chapter 5. I was thinking about how do we serve the Lord? Well, we just at his word. And I read this scripture, you know, but you've got to have his word on it. You can't do nothing in the flesh. You know that, and I know that. But and every word of this book, Proverbs said, is pure. I may not understand it, but I believe it. I don't understand a lot of it. And I've been preaching 60-something years. I've been married 66 years. I told somebody the other day, I ain't got used to her yet. Ain't got no idea of trading her in, that's for sure. But anyway, we're not worthy. And when anything that's ever happened in my life, it's been the Lord. But let me read verse 4 and 5 of chapter 5 here I believe it'll help us today to get started. He says, now when he had left speaking, verse 4 of chapter 5, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we've toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, look at these words, at thy word I will let my let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets break. Father, help us these few minutes, Lord. You know how we love these people. God, I wouldn't have known one of them if it wasn't for you. Lord, through the blood of Jesus, your message of Calvary getting me saved. Lord, I didn't plan on going to India and Bolivia and all around the world. Never. Lord, we probably helped build 15 churches, I guess, at least in the Philippines. All these other countries, Africa and different places. But Lord, it's not me. Lord, every time, even before I did a while ago, I turned over in Samuel, where it says, and the Lord, you know, would come upon you and you could prophesy with them. But here's the end of it. And that's in 1 Samuel 10:6, I think it is, that the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with him, and turn. But it says, and shall be turned into another man. Lord, if you don't turn us into that other man, God, we'll just, it's in vain. We can do nothing. Lord, but you can help us. I want to be a help and a blessing, Lord, to this church. They've been so kind these many, many years to help us with projects, to support us every month. And God, thank you for the man of God that you sent here now. Lord, bless him in a special way. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now that, at thy word, you know, that sounds so simple for Peter to say that. But, boy, I got to thinking here just recent. He said, I'll let down my net. And that just, you know, that sounds so simple. But when you realize who is that word? Where did it come from? The whole world is, you know, the whole word is, he's talking about is God's word. And you know what? We've got exactly the same word of God as if he stood here this morning. That's how much I believe it. Amen. Every word in it. Oh, that was God's word. The one that, the word, the angels and all those in heaven worship and bow and obey. That's the same one. At thy word, space and time come in. You can't imagine that. Your mind like mine, you can't imagine. Just speaking, and there it is. That's some of them songs talking about him making the stars. And well, that's the Lord. Creation came from that phrase, according to there in Psalm 33, at thy word. He just spoke, and when the world was dark and without form and void, boy, he just spoke. All of a sudden, you know, the waters were divided. It's at his word. Dry land began to appear. Green began to grow. I mean, yeah, that's just as simple. But I tell you, seas were gathered together. You ever thought about the ocean? You know, them big old waves, they've been trying to jump out all these years and they can't. He put a fence on them. Amen. That's a mountain term. They have to obey his command, the waters. I can't imagine. I know one time I'm an old country boy. Me and my daddy's a ginseng way up on a mountain. I mean, a high mountain. And it wasn't 20 feet under the top. I seen a little, and I got to dig, and there's water coming out right here and going back in the bank right there. And I dug it out and made me a place and drunk out of it. I thought, how'd that get up here? God's a pumping it up there. Time he gets back into that ocean, he'll purify it and send it up again. That's God. Amen. Why should we doubt him now? Amen. Anything that's in his will, he'll do. You just think about it. The sun, the moon, I could go through all that, and I won't take time, but what I want to get, we can still serve him today. You know, if we, and if we as his creation would just do what we're supposed to do, like all the others, a bird don't try to be a dog. A dog don't try to be a cow. They're just cows.
That's right.
That's simple, ain't it? But if we just line up and be what we're supposed to be, it'd be a different world today. But saints of all ages have acted, though. You know, Noah built an ark on dry ground. You believe that? Well, it's the saving of his soul and his family. He done that. Abraham leaves the place where he is. He growed up. Not knowing where he went. That's right. I remember one time, it's been years ago, and I'm scattered here, but we'd been in a, I couldn't find a church, and I'd been there before, and I was booked, and I'd get inside of that church, and finally I said, Faye, I apologize, it's time for church, it's Sunday school time nearly, and me, I went to two, three, and the Holy Spirit, now you can call me whatever you wish. I drove up in good churches, in the yard, and the Lord wouldn't let me go in. I'm not charismatic. I just couldn't get peace at that. And that's the first time I went to Anchor Baptist Church. And I told Faye and the children, I apologized to them. I said, I don't know what's wrong. I reckon I've lost my mind. I said, I can't find that church, but I said, I think I can find Anchor. I said, and I'd rather hear Brother Barton say amen as some people to preach. That's what I said. Faye wrote me a little note. It's in my Bible somewhere here today, I guess. Abraham followed God not knowing where he went. But when I got there, They'd already started, but the Brother Barton come to the back, and we was down there, wasn't in the new building, and come down, he said, I believe God sent you here to preach. I preached Hebrews 11 on faith. That's the beginning of my ministry, really. I've been there now 26 plus years as director of missions. Started out with 6. Now we got 63 under the board, and we support 231. And I tried to keep up with them. Now I got, in fact, in the pictures, Robert Jones, he's my assistant. He helped me. He was over there with me when we dedicated that property. I saw his picture a couple times here with the children's home. But God knows what he's doing. And if we'll just know his will at his word, you better have that. Amen. Oh, yes, but Elijah on Mount Carmel, he prayed and fire fell. I preached there, I know, been there more than one time. There's an altar they built, because the one he had, it licked up the rocks. And the fire he prayed down after them pouring water on it 3 times and around the trench. And the dust, it sicked it up. But, oh, there's an altar there. But the real altar burn up. Do you believe that? But I could go on and on. Oh, Joshua marching around the walls. It wasn't him. He just done it at God's word at the right time, doing what God said to do. We know what happened. And what about Gideon's little 300? But he had a word of God on it, and he come out winner. What I'm saying today, you just need whatever he saith unto you, do it. You know what John 2 says? You get back to my scripture, but there when they run out of wine, you know, there in John 2. And his mother and Jesus was there. And she said, whatever he saith unto you, do. Of course, Jesus said his time wasn't yet, you know. She said, whatever he saith unto you, do it. Them servants, you had to doubt some things. Just about, I mean, nobody knew but them. He said, they're out of wine. He said to fill them pots with water. But they obeyed. That's all we got to do. Obey. They filled them up with water. He said, now draw it out and take it to the ruler. And the ruler said, why have you kept the best to last? Said, that miracle hand of God work. But nobody knew that miracle except those servants. Boy, don't you know it made a believer out of them. Amen. We carried water up there. Amen. But look at it now. Who are we to carry the water? Get God's will and walk toward it. Let him do he'll take care of that other side. Boy, I tell you right now, it's a blessing when you realize God's watching you while you're watching him. In fact, Jesus was there when he told Peter to cast the net in there. He was standing over there when he said, Mary said, do whatever he says. He's watching. He watched them servants. He's watching you and he's watching me. But oh, if you ever get that comfort, we're not worthy, but I'm doing it for him. Yes. It's a blessing, though, when you can know that he's watching you while you're watching him, because you're watching him work. You can't do it. But Luke, what is it, 18:27, who said the things which are impossible with man are possible with God. I mean, you're looking at somebody, I ain't got nothing. I've had $100,000 handed to me 5 times, but every penny of it's in the work of the Lord. Been preaching all these years, never worked one day on a public job since God put me in there. I ain't never worked a day on Sunday, even when I was lost. I tithed when I was lost. My mother and daddy taught me to tithe. That's in the book. Oh, my. Well, I'm getting all scattered out here, but I tell you right now, we're... We just common folk, but we got an uncommon God. We got the real God. That's what Sam said. They do worship everything. I've seen everything. They told me how to serve, make me own God. I mean, they serve monkeys and cows. They're starving to death and cows in the roads. You have to dodge them. They can eat steak, but they won't kill them. They believe in reincarnation. That might be their grandma, or I don't know how you could be so mixed up, but that's all they've been taught all their life. They don't know different. That's the reason we try to preach the gospel to them. I preach there just like I do here. Sam interprets for me. That's where he learned English, I guess. I thought he done pretty good with English, don't you? If you listen close, but oh my. But nobody knew, but those servants knew that we carried water up there. My, my, my. But you know, Elisha poured water on old Elijah's hands, and we just need again afresh to get hungry. God ain't changed. He just is. He just is. I'll say that again. There ain't no time with him. I believe we're fixing to get out of here, although, don't you? But there ain't nothing in the world like just following God. And we don't have to put on no t-shirts. Just be what you are. What does the Bible say? Ye are salt of the earth. That ain't going to grow into it and learn how to be. You just are. That's present, ain't it? Ye are the light of the world. Just let your light shine. Just be you. Jose McDerry's old mountain preacher, had a second grade education. He taught me a lot. He said, son, don't try to be something you ain't. You make a mess out of what you is. He said that over and over. He'd tell me, he said, boy, do right. Them blessings will overtake you. I'll never forget that. I just try to do right. I ain't nothing. But God's done a lot. And I don't take no credit for none of it. But I'm telling you, when, oh my, what a blessing, but nothing. I mean, what a joy, though, to watch the Lord. I've never got used to watching him yet. Never. And nothing like this. I tell you, to know you're in God's will. That's all that's going to matter. And, you know, what a blessing, though. What comfort. We don't do things because we know how. We just try to obey the scriptures. But I tell you right now, we got him. And I'm glad that we can pray, you know, and if you need something, what Luke 11 said, lend me some loaves. My wife's sitting right there, and y'all have noticed all these years, I preached a little message one time on Luke 11 where it says, lend me some loaves. She got a hold of that. She got a burden for Mongolia, Mickey Kofer. She has now prayed in, I guess, close to $90,000. The material, a children's literature in 600 churches in Mongolia. There she says, she just common. But she heard that, and I've heard her hundreds of times say, Lord, I need some more loaves. Every Monday I have to take checks to the bank. I was in a meeting week before last, I guess, and unplanned. I had no idea. They took up an offering. I didn't know. People just give. Said, we're going to give it to Faye Whittemore for that Mongolia property. What was it? $635. She didn't ask for it, but she's got churches now supporting that work. I told her I was going to get her to be my booking agent. But the Lord, you just learn to follow the Lord. She got a burden over a prayer letter that's going to have to stop. Anyway, God had her picked out to pray. And every penny of that is prayed in. And the literature, now they're printing a book to help pastors in Mongolia. Can you believe that? It's hard to believe. But all you got to do is step in the river. When God led them across the sea, they had enemies behind them. But when he led them across Jordan, he led them. Just get your eyes on him. Let him take you. You'll never get used to it. I'll tell you that. When I look around, I'm literally nothing. But them churches in the Philippines, every one of them was in except one, Lord's help. And you probably got money invested in every one of them because you've supported me all that long. And I've had this church to give me $5,000 at a time or something for churches that I was building. The Lord to build it. I ain't never built one. But I'll tell you right now, I want to do what I can as long as I can. And I appreciate you with all my heart. Oh, my. But, you know, I don't want to lose my reward. You know, I'll say this. I read this the other day under a broken heart. I hate to even mention this, but I just had a burden for a pastor. And of course, you know somewhat of some of this, but I mean, I preached for him 10 years in a row, started a meeting on. And I just had a burden for him and thought I'd call him. And when I did, I wish I'd never heard these words. He said, "Brother Whittemore, my wife's left me. And the more I hear, the worse it gets. He's messed up, I'm afraid. And I pray for him every day, and I want you to pray for him. But, I read this verse to him, though it came to my mind, when he, in verse 8 of 2 John, he says, 'Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought.'" You can have a reward. It says, but that we receive a full reward. I read that preacher, that verse. But he's probably lost his reward. I don't want to do that. I got a little poem, and it's, I know it's been short and scattered, and I ain't even went by my outline, but anyway, a little old thing that I memorized many, many years ago, and I'm going to read it, and I'll be done. It says, "Stand the judgment seat of Christ. Let this sink in. And when I stand at the judgment seat of Christ, and he shows me his plan for me, the plan of my life as it might have been, had he had his way, and I see how I blocked him here and I checked him there and I would not yield my will. Will there be grief in my Savior's eyes? Grief, though he loves me still, he would have me rich. I stand there poor, stripped of all but his grace, while memory runs like a haunted thing down the past I cannot retrace." Oh my, I tell you, folk, we're going to get it. But he said, let me get where it says, "My desolate heart will now well break with tears I cannot shed. I shall cover my face with my empty hands, and I shall bow my uncrowned head." I wrote part of this last, but I said, "Lord, of all the years, the months, the weeks, the days that are left to me, I place them in thy hands. Take me, break me, mold me, and make me to the pattern thou hast planned." That's all that's going to matter when you leave here, folk. It won't be what you have now. You can't buy what I'm talking about. Amen. But you can have it. I go to India. I see them. They don't even use utensils. They use fingers to eat with. That's just them. It's nothing. I mean, the big high-ups, everybody does it. That's just their way. They sit on the floor. They don't have pews set in, padded pews. Oh, we got so much. And yet we don't really realize it's all God's. We're going to leave it behind. And what you do for the Lord is all that's going to matter. And I pray, and I just skip my outline here, but I know one thing. All we got to have on it's just that thy word. If you've got a word from this book, it says to go into all the world, make tracks. Do what you, and if you can't go, you better send. Amen. That's only you. When you give to missions, that's the heart of God. There's no doubt. That's why he died on the cross. He said, "It's finished." We don't have to offer up goats. I'm glad. And go ye. 42 times the word of God. The word grace, I love grace. The Old Testament is just 38 times the word, I think, but the New Testament's 138 times talking about the grace of God. By grace through faith are you saved, and that not of yourself. It's a gift of God. And we're raised here in these mountains. We heard the gospel ever since we were babies. Probably in their mama's womb, a lot of them. But today, we're falling away. That great falling away. But look up. I studied out a message here, and I'll close, but just here at recently. In the Philippines, a big earthquake. In fact, I had one just last week. Right, the very McDonald's I eat in, it's gone. Earthquake, the runway separated, the airport I landed in. It's gone. But our people are safe in the Philippines. The same week that first one, Alaska had that first big one. Now they've had two. right where I live, my neighbor called and said, "You feel that?" It broke the blocks loose, didn't move them, but it broke the joints of his new house. Where we're at, it's been 5 or 6 earthquakes in South Carolina, right here, and I've got me a message on earthquakes. It don't just say earthquakes, it says great earthquakes. There's one at the cross. I said the earthquake of repentance, of ministry. Then one of the resurrection, the earthquake of the resurrection to prove what he'd done on the cross. And then I went a while, and I was reading, of course there's one there that, you know, when he comes back, but there's a space of time when he went up, the resurrection, to when he come back. And I was reading down the story of John where they had Paul and Silas in jail. And boy, I thought, that's it. I call it the earthquake of revival. Earthquake. What was they doing? There's a preaching and a singing, and the prisoners heard them. There's people getting saved and they're singing. That's what we ought to be doing about in that little space of time. You read over there, it says in Revelation 16, it is done. That's with mankind. He made a way. The earthquake there in the beginning. The earthquake of redemption. The earthquake of his resurrection. The earthquake of his return. They're going to be crying for the rocks and mountains to fall on them. They can't die. They know where it's coming from. Right. Then the one there at his very end, you know, it said there's never been. I call that one earthquake of his retribution. They are crying out, but it's too late. The world thinks they're going to get by, but it names the rich, the poor, the bondsmen, all of them. Everybody's going to have to stand before God. And then at his return, there's never been one like it. That the islands fled away. The mountains melted down under the earthquake. So I got 5 earthquakes. That present God's plan from the time he made man till he comes back and gets him. Amen. I love you. And I've got a few prayer cards here. If there's any new ones, everybody probably got one, but come get you a prayer card. And if you got any questions, I'll be to try to help you. But pray for Sam, that work there especially. Thank you, preacher. I'm scattered, but that's what I have.
Will stand with me this morning.